The Amish knew better. They never signed the deal with Babylon. Everybody clowns the Amish like they're outdated. The truth is, they knew what was coming. They made a decision that most Christians were too comfortable to make. They didn't contract with Babylon. They didn't sign into the beast system. No social security number, no birth certificate, no public schooling, no corporate banks, no government dependency on the narrow path. Enter ye in at the straight gate, because narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Matthew 7:13. While we were learning to salute the flag, file taxes, register our children, and finance our lives, the Amish were building farms, raising families, and staying in covenant with the Most High, not with the corporation. They knew that once you contract, you give them jurisdiction. And once they have jurisdiction, they'll own your land, your name, your kids, and your future. You were bought with a price. Do not become slaves of men. 1 Corinthians 7:23. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6. The Amish weren't being religious. They were being righteous. They knew you can't serve two masters. You can't serve God and sign into Babylon. You can't claim freedom while begging for license. And you can't call yourself sovereign while still under Caesar's terms. You want to know why the government never forced their hand? Because the Amish never signed the dotted line. No contract equals no control. Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins. It's wild. The people the world mocked for being old-fashioned might just be the only ones who were walking in true freedom all along.